This is Dakota Datebook for December 30th. On this date, in 1910, the Devil's Lake Inter-Ocean reported on the narrow escape of a North Dakota family. The Henry Brea family was traveling to New York City by train. The train had stopped at the Exchange Street station in Buffalo, New York, one night when there was a sudden explosion. Flame shot 40 feet into the air. Windows of the rail car shattered. There were several injuries, but no fatalities. It was fortunate that the train was not closer to the explosion. Mr. Brea explained that he, his wife, and their 3-year-old son Irving were at the rear of the coach. They had no idea what had happened, but they knew they had to get off the train. They made their way to the door as quickly as possible. Brea helped his wife off the train while she held tightly to little Irving. They were cold and badly shaken, but grateful that none of them were injured. The incident was caused by an explosion of pinch gas, a type made from oil that was highly compressed. It was named for the inventor, Julius Pinch. After being purified, the gas was compressed into storage tanks. An automatic regulator fed it into the burners. The gas was designed to illuminate railroad cars. It was also used in lighthouses and buoys on the Great Lakes and on the ocean. Pinch gas offered many advantages. It was very stable and able to withstand the rough movement of railroad cars and ocean buoys. It provided lighting 6 times greater than the gas commonly used in homes back then. Since it was stored in tanks, there was no need to run pipelines to remote areas. In spite of its advantages, pinch gas could be just as dangerous as any other fuel. Newspapers were full of reports of pinch gas explosions. In 1900, an explosion in Hartford, Connecticut injured 3 people. In 1902, an explosion in San Francisco killed 2 men. Only a few days before the Brea's narrow escape, an explosion of pinch gas in New York City resulted in numerous deaths and many injuries. The property damage of that explosion was estimated to be over $1 million. Electricity eventually replaced pinch gas, and the threat of pinch gas explosions came to an end. Today's Dakota Datebook is written by Carol Butcher. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.